What's up, everybody? I'm back again with the Bible study. It has been a while. I do apologize. I have been very, very busy, but that is no excuse. So I'm back with another Bible study. In today's lesson, I'm going to be talking about how time is a currency. And a really good friend of mine, we were on the phone one day, and we were talking about how we only have a limited amount of time, and we need to be using it wisely. And he said, time is currency, and I love that. And so we had this whole long spiel about how time should be used wisely, like money, how it should be spent wisely, et cetera, et cetera. And he's actually going to be on this channel one day, so hopefully very soon. But yeah, so today's Bible study is going to be over time is a currency. As always, I'm going to pray us in, and then we'll get started. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you do for us. Thank you for this amazing opportunity just to share your word, just to dive deeper into what the living word has to say. I just pray that in this Bible study that you speak through me, that you open our eyes and our ears to everything it is that we're supposed to learn, and that you soften our eyes, you soften our heart to exactly what it is you want us to be, and change us, Lord, and search us, O God, for anything that is not of you, and take it away. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So like I said, time is currency. Spend it wisely. The verses I'm going to be going through, I've got five different things I'm going to be going through in the Bible, and then we'll go on with the rest of it. So in the first part in the Bible I'm going to be at is going to be in Ephesians 5, 15 through 17, and it says this: look carefully then how you walk, not unwise, but as wise, making the best use of your time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. It speaks for itself right there. Be very diligent of what you do. Be very wise and discipline yourself. Choose what you do and do it to the best of your abilities. Your days are numbered. You don't have a finite amount of time until you die, obviously, but you don't have all the days on this earth. You don't live forever. And so, in a physical format, you do not live forever. But so use it very efficiently. Be very wise with what you do. Don't be fool. Do not be unwise. Use your time very wisely. So the next one's going to be in Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8. It says, it's going to be a little bit longer, so I'm going to go through it a little bit quicker. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, and a time to love and a time to hate, a time to war and a time for peace. That was really long, a lot of times, right? But there is a lot of time to do something. There is a specific second, a specific minute that you're going to be doing something. When you wake up in the morning, you have something that you're supposed to be doing. There's a time to wake up. When you were born, there was a time to be born. You have on your birth certificate, or maybe at least on the doctor's notes, a time and a day that you were born, right? You have your birthday. There was a time to be born. One day you will die, so there's a time for your death. There's a time to mourn. So when you lose a friend or a family member, there's a time to mourn. There's also a time to laugh when you're with friends and family and you're having a good time. So there's a time for everything in this world, and it's imperative to use it wisely. Okay, you're gonna have, obviously not every single thing. You're gonna be just go, 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 go. You're gonna have time to relax. You're gonna have time to kick your feet up for a little bit and just let your mind just dissipate for a little bit. Maybe not the best word to use, but just to at least take a break and get into the word, or at least rest, because God rested, on the seventh day, so it's for us to rest as well. So there's going to be time for everything, but at the same time, use it wisely. Don't be lazy and don't be a fool. Do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do at the best of your abilities, okay, with whatever it is you're doing, at the best of your abilities. And also, this goes to show that us as human beings, we worry a lot. We're like, okay, what if this happens? Or when is this going to happen? Or when am I going to do this? Or when am I going to make this amount of money? Or when am I going to get married? Or when am I going to da 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 da? Okay, you're going to have a lot of things that you're worrying about, you're very anxious about. But at the same time, the word says clearly right here, there is a time for everything. God has a plan for you. Whenever, whatever and whenever that may be, God has a plan for you and a path for you, okay? And it is up to you to obviously follow that path that God's laid out before you, but He does have a path for you. He has a time for you to do everything it is that you're supposed to be doing, and at the best of your abilities. If you scroll down just a little bit, or flip a little bit or whatever, in verse 11 in Ecclesiastes 3:11, it says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end." In our hearts, we want to live forever. Okay, we were supposed to at the beginning, but there is a curse because of our sin. And so now we don't live forever until after we pass away and we go either to heaven or hell, then you're eternal. But at the same time, on this earth, you do have a limited amount of time. But in our hearts, we seek and seek and seek more and more and more, and we never have enough time. If you literally speak to any older person who's been married for 30, 40 years, they all say, "Man, I wish I had more time with this person." If you talk to a person who's got a best friend, like I've got like two really, really, really close friends, and I wish and hope and pray that I've got so many more years with them, but it's still never going to be enough time. Whenever I become a father, I'm going to think, "Man, I hope I have so many years with my child." But again, it's going to be limited. There's only so much time you're going to have. So use it wisely. Don't be a fool. Don't just let things just slip away from you. Okay, and don't just let things just flow away from you like it just never happened. You get into this day, it's like, "Oh, it's Monday again. Oh, it's Monday again. Oh, it's Monday," and you just keep going and going and going. And life can be like that sometimes. You get in this very habitable rotation of life, the schedule that you've built up for yourself. If it's school, if it's work, whatever the case may be, you're on a schedule, you're used to it, and all of a sudden 5 years go by. And it's just crazy. Like 5-6 years ago, I was in high school. And already 5-6 years has already gone by, like in the blink of an eye. It's crazy. But again, use it wisely. And I don't regret when you're old, you're gray, and your days are very, very short at that point, whenever it is time does come. Don't just look back and like, "Man, I wish I could have done this," or "I wish I should have been this way." Today is today. Just like salvation, today is today. Don't just wait till tomorrow or say, I've got next week, or I've got a few years down the road. I want to have fun now while I'm young. Then I'll worry about Christ later. It's the same thing. Like, don't do that with other things in your life. Don't say, "I'll get to it later." Like, just jump to it, do it now, and then do other stuff later, whatever the case may be. I got to hurry up just a little bit because I'm running out of time, but Colossians. In Colossians 4, verse 5, and it says, "Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time." Walk in wisdom. When you're around people who are not saved, walk with wisdom. Know that you are different. Know that you are a child of God. Don't do things like everybody else does. Do what God calls you to do, because you are called to be different. You are called to a higher calling, especially like pastors and people who serve in the ministry. You have a higher calling. And other people who are not in ministry does not mean you don't have a calling, but still, at the same time, you are called to do what you're supposed to do. And do it wisely. Don't be a fool. Use the best use of your time. Time is currency. Spend it wisely. And in Psalms 90, verse 12, it says, "So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom." Right there. If you go a little bit, you know, above, I mean, it might be a little bit different, but it says, "So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom." God, teach us. Teach us every single day and grow us to exactly what it is you're wanting us to do. And as time goes by, Paul says this beautifully. I can't remember where. I don't know if it's like First or Second Corinthians or somewhere, but he says, "At one point you were a child, so you thought like a child. And now I'm a man, so now I think like a man. I put aside childish things." So in life, you're going to grow, and you're going to mature, and you're going to know more things. And so use that wisdom maturely. Use that wisdom at your advantage. Don't act like a child for the rest of your life. And when you're a child, don't try to act like a grown-up. Live in your childhood. But when you're grown, act like a grown-up. Live wisely. Don't live foolishly. Spend your money wisely. Don't spend it foolishly. Just like your time, spend it wisely. Do exactly what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. And we have a limited amount of time and days on this earth. Like I've said, we can either use that time foolishly or wisely. I've said that multiple times to this Bible study. You can spend it wisely, or you can just spend it foolishly. It's like when you have a amount of money and you're going to go gamble it, that's foolish. Save it. Spend it on things that you actually need to spend it on, not that you always want to spend it on. That's a bad thing, but spend it wisely, just like your time. And since money is used to buy things, time is used to gain and lose. Everything has a season, so use every second you've got to gain knowledge. So Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 through 8, right there, time is used to gain and lose. Everything has a season. Everything has a time. So use every second you've got to gain knowledge, understanding, and wisdom to grow closer to Christ, because one day you will meet him. And that's either for him to say, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant," or, "I never knew you." But at one point in your life, when it's all said and done, you will eventually meet your Creator. So did you use your time wisely for God, or did you use it foolishly for yourself? Was this life meaningless, or does it have a meaning? And so, just like the stock market, though, you have ups and downs, okay, with the money. And just like time, you have hills and valleys that you go through. There's a season of cash flow, and there's a season of growth. There's a season of cash flow for money, but there's also a season of growth for time. You can cash out your money, but then eventually you're going to have to cash out your time. And it's just like that. Money and time is like a currency. It's crazy to think about it that way, but it's awesome. And at the end of it all, as you can either spend or save your money wisely. Did you spend your time wisely? Did you use it at the best of your ability? Because you've only got one life. You've only got one temple. Did you use it wisely, or did you use it foolishly? Time is all you've got, but it always seems to slip through your fingers faster than money you can hold or spend. Time goes by quicker than money does. And when you're young, it doesn't look like that, but as you get older, it does. And I know I was speedballing through this. I didn't have a lot of time. I got to cut these videos shorter and these Bible studies shorter if you're listening on Spotify. But I truthfully, truthfully hope and pray that you learned a thing or two, that I learned a thing or two, and that you start spending your time wisely for what God calls you to do. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed. And if you have any questions, I do have an email for Just a Vessel. So just email me on there if you have any questions, or just comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. Let me know. And thank you so much for joining. And I guess I'll see you in the next time. Thank you.